1. Well, Shadow said, looking around at the reinforced doors and security system cameras. This is impressive. Jackson smiled as he led them along the corridor. Hazards of the Paranormal Division, and I guess government intelligence agencies in general. They have to be prepared for attack. Gabe's eyes narrowed as he examined their surroundings.
I guess they do. It feels like a warren down here.
Harlan was walking alongside Shadow, and he nodded.
I think I'm lost already. I felt like that the first time I was here, Jackson admitted, but I've got used to it.
Shadow exchanged a look with Harlan. As suspected, Jackson was very familiar with this place, and as usual, he'd underplayed his hand. It was Wednesday morning in early July, a couple of weeks after the events with the Dark Star Astrolabe in France, and Jackson had invited Shadow, Gabe, and Harlan to the government's Paranormal Division headquarters. It was situated in the basement of the MI5 building and accessed via a rear entrance on Thornley Street. They had passed through the plain front rooms to a well-manned security checkpoint, where they had been searched and scanned, and annoyingly, Shadow had to leave her weapons in the screening area, even the ones she tried to conceal. Once through security, they used the lift to descend 2 floors down from street level and found themselves in a low-ceilinged space with narrow corridors and small rooms. It felt cramped and neglected. Harlan huffed.
It feels like you're out of sight, out of mind down here. That's exactly how they treat the PD, and it suits us, Jackson admitted, not looking concerned in the slightest. The bigwigs don't really like to acknowledge what we do here, hence the rear entrance. But there are a couple of labs here, a back entrance that leads to our own morgue, and even a few cells which we can use for a limited time. They have another entrance too. I presume, Gabe said, prowling like a caged cat. They are well guarded.
Of course.
Jackson grinned as he stopped outside a closed door.
Anyway, time to meet our director, Waylon Adams.
Our? Shadow had a feeling they were being recruited, whether they wanted to be or not. Jackson swung the door open into a very unusual office. The entire back wall was glass, and as they progressed into the room, Shadow could see that the vast window looked onto a couple of labs, staffed with a handful of black-clad scientists. There appeared to be one old-fashioned laboratory, complete with alembic jars, glass jars, flasks, crucibles and other equipment, and another one kitted out with state-of-the-art machinery and modern technology. She inwardly groaned. More alchemy and magic. She'd pretty much had her fill of it with Black Kronos and JD, but knew it wasn't going away. However, she had very little time to take in the details, as a man rose from behind the desk and limped around to greet them as Jackson made the introductions. Waylon was a very average man, whose Shadow estimated to be in his 40s. Average height, average build, wearing an average suit, and with sensibly cut hair. But his eyes were a pale brown, the colour of honey, and it felt like they looked right through her.
Good to meet you all, Waylon said, shaking their hands. Jackson has explained how helpful you've been regarding Black Kronos.
He ushered them into seats around a large wooden table.
Your fighting skills are impressive. Not mine, Harlan said, shooting Jackson a nervous glance. Are you sure you want me here?
Waylon smiled, his sharp eyes narrowing.
Oh, yes. You work with JD. Unfortunately, yes, I do. What's that got to do with anything? I'll get to that.
Waylon turned back to Gabe and Shadow, studying them with interest.
Not many could have killed so many of Black Kronos's soldiers.
Gabe gave him a grim smile.
As I'm sure Jackson has told you, we have a few extra skills that others don't.